It's great to see you here this morning. Couple of things to say before we start. Firstly, thank you to those who've put the service together today. Julie, we've got youth involved. Y-O-O-F, I think that's spelt, youth. And also, I was asked to make a special mention of all those who came yesterday to help make the Christingles. Stick your hand up if you were one of those. Look at all these wonderful people. I'm sure there were more than that. There are hundreds of them. There's more than enough for one for everybody. So we thank you for coming yesterday to do that. We're a church that supports FIND, Families in Need. We've got various things going on this year to help support them. We've got the usual tub that's always at the back for any gifts and donations. We've got specific gifts that have been asked for, and there's a tree involved with that and things like that. There's another event which I'm going to shamelessly plug happening on Friday and Saturday, which this church is really kindly supporting and helping a little group of us put on a murder mystery evening, which includes food. And there's a notice about it on the notice sheet for this week in the middle there. And if you can't read that very well, I've got a load of the proper flyers as well. Friday evening and Saturday evening, we're going to try and get as much money as we can for FIND. I really do commend it to you, because it'll be the first time you'll see me on stage in a very long time, amongst other people who are here. So, our service this morning is all about Christingle, the light of Jesus coming into the world, remembering the Children's Society. There's one or two clues around about a certain anniversary that the Children's Society is celebrating this year. No, it's not all there, you're all looking up there. But to start with, if you're able, would you stand with me? And we'll just pray before we start. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here this morning. Thank you that we can come to worship you. Be here in the power of your Spirit. Empower us and give us strength to hear your word and to go and do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading from John 1, verses 1 to 5, the Word of Life. In the beginning was the one who is called the Word. The Word was with God and was truly God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. And with this Word, God created all things. Nothing was made without the Word. Everything that was created received its life from Him, and His life gave light to everyone. The light keeps shining in the dark, and the darkness has never put it out. So we are called to shine just like that light in the darkness, and we sing together, shine from the inside out, that the world can see you live in me.
So, it probably hasn't escaped your attention that this is the first Sunday of something called Advent. And at home, we do special things in Advent, don't we? What do we do at home in Advent? What do we do in Advent at home?
We get chocolate.
Good answer. In church, we don't get chocolate. We do something even more exciting. No, Advent is all about knowing that Jesus is coming and preparing for Jesus coming. And one of the things we do is we light candles on our Advent crown, which has really beautifully been made for us. So, I haven't really thought about this bit yet. Would somebody like to come and help me light a candle? In fact, what I'm going to do, because you answered so nicely about the chocolate, would you come and help me? Come on then. Now, health and safety, how do we do this? There we go. If you stand on there, can you, if you reach up really high before I light it, can you reach up to that? Oh, look at that. Okay. It's not going to light like that. No. What do I need to do?
I need to light
this, don't I? So, what I'll do, I'll light this. There we go. Okay, if you really carefully get hold of that, and then we'll light that bit. There we go, look. You want to blow it out? Thank you so much. Now, we're just going to say, get everybody to say some words. You want to stay here with me while we do it? They'll appear on the screen, which means we'll be able to see them there. It's all very clever, this, because we see there what's on there. So, I'll say the bits in yellow and everybody join in with the bits in white. Light of the world, shine in this place. Light of the world, shine in our hearts. Light of the world, shine in our lives. Light of the world, shine in all the earth. Amen. What a prayer for at Advent. Thank you so much. Do you want to go and sit down? At this point, anything could happen.
The cross and the crib. The star maker smiled. It was just as he had planned it. Swirling galaxies, beautiful suns, myriads of planets, and endless space. And most importantly, light. Bright, clean, pure light. Each star was named and numbered. Each part of the universe reflected his glory.
But then the star maker watched as one star with its solar system dawned. His face saddened as he saw how things gradually began to change. Something was wrong. Something about this star and its system would not shine as he had planned. A deep red stain had put out the light. It was no longer as it should be.
The star maker knew what he must do. He took off his own light and made himself very small. He descended into the emptiness and became a thing that he had made. He shared the experience of not being light. He awoke on a bed of straw, and the people of that place called it Christmas.
And the star maker grew up. He tasted life in the place where the light had grown dim. He began to shine back into it with his own inner light. He made tables in a carpenter's workshop. He sat around a family table in a poor home. He was invited to meals with people of all sorts. He shared the light of heaven with everyone he met. And finally, at a table in an upper room, he taught them about bread and wine.
Then he went into a final battle with the darkness. He took on all that was spoiled. He even let his own light eventually be put out. The star maker became the sin breaker. The one who made the stars became scarred so that he could bring back the light.
This amazing story began at Christmas. The Christmas star was only the start of the greatest rescue story ever. And at the heart of the Bethlehem star, you can see the reason for his coming.
They did brilliantly, didn't they? What you didn't see was the panic rehearsal that went on in there a few minutes ago. Now, we thank you so much for doing that, because when things are visualized like that, it just brings things out and you see different things in what's being said, don't you? It's been quite a week, I think. What is it that we British like to talk about? Oh, the weather. The weather. Yeah, did anybody see the forecast for today? Do you know what it was 2 days ago? Rain, dull and gloomy, and what have we got? I wrote a talk when it was supposed to be dull and gloomy. Fantastic, isn't it? We've had the bridge closed. Did that affect anybody? Yes. Is that good when the bridge closes? Someone say yes. You don't have to go anywhere. changeable, I think, is a word that I could use to describe the weather. Now, some of you know where I was, not this week just gone, but the week before. Where was I? Anybody going to guess? Yeah. Oh, you all know. India. I was in India. And anybody want to guess what the weather was like for me in India while I was there? Hot? Wet? Snow? Typically it was 25 to 30 degrees, and the sun did shine, but some of the heaviest rain I've ever seen fell while I was there. We had some storm cells come through. We'd gone, I was there with work, and we decided we were going to take the team out for a whole day and give them a day of just enjoying, spending time with each other, building relationship, and just being a team, having fun. It was described as a fun day. There was no work. And we went out the night before, and it absolutely hammered down. I have never seen rain quite like it. I discovered two things. One, if you've got a leaky roof and you put a bucket under it and the water's coming down faster than it comes out of a fire hydrant, it's not a lot of use. Second thing, anyone who's ever been to India it is an amazing place, absolutely brilliant place. And one of the things I absolutely love is the driving. How it works, I don't know, but it works. And I think there's some of the safest drivers around because they're more aware of what's going on than anybody else. But I found out what hazard lights are for. In India, the only time I've seen hazard lights flashing is when the rain is hammering down so you can't see in front of you and you still want to do 80 kilometres an hour. And you just have your hazard lights going, and that appears to be what you do. So there you go, handy fact for the day, put your hazard lights on if it's raining really hard and just drive at whatever speed you want. We can't really tell what the weather's going to do. Even if I go somewhere that is supposed to be predictable. I remember once going to Malta, and the hotel owner was telling me about the time it snowed on Malta. And they didn't know what to do because they haven't got any snow plows on the island. And there was 6 foot of snow suddenly dumped, and they didn't know why or how, but it did. The weather is like that. And actually, I thought, as I was preparing for this morning, isn't that something about what our world is like? We saw in our little demonstration how it's brilliant. There's a wand going off in front of me. Not only is it flashing brightly, but it's making magical noises. Even that's brilliant. That's it. I've lost my place completely now. Even in amongst this world where things are broken, we somehow have to survive. We somehow have to keep going. And that's not always easy, is it? Because the world is a place that went from being bright and shiny when God created it to somewhere that we broke. We collectively as human beings. This world is a broken place. And Chris Stingles are one of the ways of helping us remember something about what happened 2,000 years ago, because we've got a candle in the middle that shines brightly, and we're thinking about the light of Jesus coming into the world. Now, the story of Jesus coming into the world started many thousands of years before Jesus arrived. Traditionally, this week, and if you come to any of the other services that we have today, we're thinking about the patriarchs, the really old people, the ancient ancestors of Israel. Abram was one of those guys. And when he was a young man, he lived in a place with his father and his family called Haran. And he was there for quite a long time. As far as we know, he had a really, he had a good life. When he was about 75, so getting on a bit, his world changed because God spoke to him and started showing him how much better the world could be if he followed, if Abram followed God's way. And the whole story ensued of what Abram did and his children and his children, which grew into the nation of Israel. But just through that one event, through God speaking to Abram, a little bit of God's light started to shine in the world. And God chose Abram and chose all the descendants of Abram to be his people, to be a beacon in the world to point to God. Eventually, when Jesus was born, of course, Jesus was a part of that same nation, the nation of Israel. And when he was born, that is when God's light really broke through. And people looked at Jesus and said, there is something completely different about this man. Who is he? What is he doing? And then, as our story told us, it couldn't stay with just Jesus being a bright, shining light. Jesus had to do something. Jesus had to take all the sin, all the badness, all the things that had broken this world and deal with it. And that's what we remember with the red ribbon on the Christian. I'm just going to grab one. So there's a red ribbon on there, which remembers the sin and Jesus dealing with the sin. Jesus there in the centre, dealing with all the sin of the world. It encircles everything. The orange represents the world, and Jesus' blood is for everybody. That's absolutely everybody who wants to accept him. Nobody's excluded. Everybody has the right. No, not a right. It's a gift. The gift is offered to everybody. Everybody has the option to take up the gift that Jesus offers, to take away those wrong things in our lives. Now, I can't tell you that it will never rain in your life again, because that's not what happens. There are still broken things in this world. There will always be broken things in this world until the day when Jesus comes back and the world is rebooted, completely restarted, is recreated and taken to a new world that Jesus always intended, that God always intended this place to be. And the Bible tells us that at the time that that happens, everybody who calls on his name, everybody who's called on Jesus' name, who's asked Jesus to save them, will be saved, will go there. That's why Jesus came at Christmas, so that he could die at Easter, so that you and I could have our sins taken away, and we can then ask to be with him and to live with him forever in a newly created, amazing world. Jesus went back to heaven. Jesus is there now. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, who empowers and looks after us while we're here. So, really, all I want to say this morning is, as you get your Christingle, just look at it, focus on the candle, and thank Jesus for coming. Thank him for coming into the world. Focus on the ribbon and think about what Jesus did because he came for you. That he came so that you can be saved. And then ask yourself, how do I respond to someone who came and died for me so that I could live? How do I respond? Can we just pray? Is that all right? Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus came. And we thank you for your light that shone in this world through Jesus. We thank you that he came to die. He came so that all the wrong things we'd done could be put right. Lord, this morning as we look at our Christingles, help us to think, what does that mean to me? Amen. Linda.
Let us pray. God of all, we give thanks for the 50 years of the Christingle and all that Christingles symbolise. Coming together, light in the darkness and future hope. May the orange at the centre remind us of the amazing earth you have created. May the red ribbon remind us of your love, wrapped around the earth. May the cocktail sticks remind us of the part we play in your world. May the brightly lit candle remind us of the light you shine in dark places. We give thanks for the impact Christingle services have on the lives of vulnerable children, and we ask that you will help us to work together in this 50th year to ensure that no child feels alone. Amen. And now, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. And can I just say that if you want to know more about a Christingle, BBC Songs of Praise this evening is all about the Christingle.
So we're almost at that point where we're going to give out the Christingles. But before we do, we just wanted to show you a very, very short video. It's only just over a minute and a half. That just says a little bit about the Children's Society, which is where all the gifts given this morning are going to be going, and who sponsors and puts together a lot of the Christingle material for us. Thanks, James.
For thousands of children in this country, Christmas is just another day when they feel alone. But by celebrating Christingle together, we can help these young people. Your Christingle donations help the Children's Society run over 100 services across the country, helping children who are facing poverty, abuse, and neglect. Through our services and campaigning, we listen, support, and act to improve the lives of the most vulnerable young people. For 50 years, the money raised from donations at Christingle services has helped over 1 million young people get the one-to-one care and support that they so urgently need. Your kindness this year can make sure that a child will have someone to turn to so they can enjoy a first Christmas free from fear. You could make a life-changing difference to a child like Grace. Please give what you can to show a child they're not alone this Christmas.
So, giving out a Christingles, this is how it's going to work. So those who are helping, who know you're helping, do you want to just move while I'm telling everybody else what's happening? So, we're going to, for those who've been before, do it in the way we always have. So you'll be invited to come forward, and there will be baskets for any donations that you've brought to drop into. If you've got the Christingle candles, they'll all go in there. And then if you take a Christingle and then walk down the aisle on my right, your left, across the back, and back down this aisle, possibly to around where Nigel is, and I'll be with the drums, and just stand there holding your Christingle with your back to the wall. We generally recommend try not to lean on the wall too much in case any of the paint comes off. It has been known in the past. And we'd hate to get any washing bills for anybody. If you are blessed, shall I say, with hair like mine, or longer, please keep it back and out of the way. If you can tie it back, that's even better. Others, I shall not mention any names, will not have this problem. If you have a means of lighting a candle, please do not light your candle. There are designated people around who have lighters who will do all the lighting, and we will not start any lighting until we're comfortable everybody's in a safe place and we don't have any risks to anybody here. If you'd rather stay where you are in your pew, that's absolutely fine. We'll bring you a Christingle. There should be plenty for everybody. We want everybody to get one, don't we? So just stay where you are, and we'll bring one to you after we've got everybody else out of the way. Anything else, Mr. Warden, sir, that you wish me to say? Nothing else? Thank you. Great. Gail's in charge. Gail has the magic wand. Feel free to giggle as it goes off in front of you. Oh, it's gone cloudy! There were some people praying that it would go cloudy at this point so that the lights would shine even brighter, because actually the brighter those lights shine, even more we see what's going on. So, right, if you'd like to start making your way forward, I think Gail will be in control of people coming, is that right? Yep, so watch for Gail, she'll invite you forward, and then if we could just make sure somebody leads the kids round.
So as you receive this light, remember that Christ is the light of the world. Whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And together we say, may these Christingles remind us to shine as lights in the world, bringing light to those who walk in darkness.
Fantastic. How many sweets have already been eaten? All of them. No, none of them. Oh. So as you get back to your seat, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. So I said earlier that as you get your Christingle, look at the light and think about Jesus coming. And look at the ribbon and think about what he did. And then think, how do I respond? So in the last couple of minutes, I just want to give you a chance just to think some more about that and to respond. So it might be that you've never heard this message before. It might be you've heard it a million times. It really doesn't matter. When Jesus, shall we say, clicked for me, I'd heard the message thousands of times. But one day, it suddenly made a difference. And I suddenly got it. I suddenly understood it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to say a very quick prayer. And if you want to make it your prayer, please do. I'm just going to ask if we could all just bow our heads and just close our eyes for a minute, just to give some space for everybody. So Jesus came for all of us, to save all of us. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming for me, to save me, to bring your light into this world that I could see it. And thank you for taking my sin away when you died on the cross. Lord, I think that is amazing. And Lord, I want to thank you for doing that, and I want to say yes. I accept your free gift. Lord, save me. Take my sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and give me your Holy Spirit to help me live in this world where the rains will come, but your light shines through it all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And can I just say that if you have made that your prayer for the first time, talk to us this morning. We'd love to just tell you a little bit more about it. Or if you haven't and just want to find out more, talk to us about it. I'll be around, Lois will be around, any of the team you've seen at the front. Come and just grab us, talk to us. We'd love to talk to you some more. There is our next Alpha course starting at the end of January, start of February. The leaflets are brand new, hot off the press. This one's not even been folded yet, because I pinched it off the pile before Lois folded them. If you would like to come on Alpha and find out some more about what this Christianity is, what Jesus came, what are your questions? It's a safe place to ask questions. Do come. And if you know someone who would want to come, take a leaflet for them. We're quite happy to get some more. We'll print as many as we need. There are about at least three people modelling them at the back. So, brilliant. Julie did mention to me a moment ago, she's gone now, next weekend we've got Carols on the Green. Carols on the Green's happening twice next weekend. It was so popular last year, we're doing it twice. So next Saturday we'll be on Broke Hall at 3 o'clock, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock we'll be on Queensway Recreation Ground, or St. Augustine's Recreation Ground, or one of its many other names, depending on where you live and what you think it's called. We really could use some help to get some leaflets out, some beacons out, particularly in the Queensway side. So if you normally do them, please grab your bundle and get them out this week. If you don't, and you think, actually, I could just help out this once and get some leaflets into people's homes, then I'm sure somebody at the back will be able to point you at a pile that needs distributing, because we really do want to get them out this year so that people know about particularly the Queensway event, because it's the first time we've tried it. Let us go in the light and peace of Christ, thankful for all that we have received and mindful of the needs of others. Let us go into the world to bring the love of Christ to all we meet and see Christ in one another. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love now and forevermore. Amen.